This is Community Combos, a podcast and radio program from LCC Connect with conversations about what's happening in Lansing and around mid-Michigan. Hello, it is Dedalian back on the convo once again. And with me in the studio today is a variety of folks. We've got, first of all, our assistant athletic director, baseball coach, and of course, podcast host, Stephen Cutter with us. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
And also with us today from KCS Angels, we've got, first of all, Tracy Smith. She is the executive director of the KCS Angels. And then we have Julia Rodriguez and Pauly in the background. Hey, Pauly.
Hey.
He is part of the KCS Angels. Julia, I haven't met you before. What exactly is your role at KCS Angels?
Well, hi. Nice to meet you. I am the activities coordinator at KCS Angels. So I help our participants do various things throughout the day. We do a monthly calendar, and they throw at us some suggestions on what they would like to do. And I help coordinate volunteers that come in, that kind of thing.
Wonderful. And for those that aren't familiar with the KCS Angels, Tracy, can you tell us a little bit about how it got started, what it's about?
Sure. KCS started in 2016 with my brother-in-law, who had Down syndrome and a couple other disabilities, and he just wanted a place for his buddies and friends to have fun. And then when he passed away in 21, he made me promise I wouldn't let it die, so we started the day center. And it's been a crazy fun ride ever since.
Okay. And give the essence of what it's about, though. What exactly the goal of KCS Angels is?
Ooh, the goal of KCS is to get people off their couches that have disabilities of any kind. It doesn't matter. We have folks that are blind. We have no age range. You have to be 26 and up, or 18 and up, I guess it is. And then we have just all kinds of stuff. And then the baseball players, I love them, come in and get us off our duffs every Friday morning that they're in town. And we do activities. We do movies. We go out in the community. And we just try to keep them moving.
Very good. And actually, the baseball team, LCC baseball team, is exactly is who you're talking about, right?
Yes.
And that's how I became familiar with it, because Coach Cut, of course, had you on his show, Coach Cut's Corner. And how did you become aware of the KCS Angels at one point there, Cut?
I think it was just the stars aligned. Mm-hmm. And
That's true.
Well played.
So true. Very good.
I was in the Geyer Center talking to Woody, who works for the Parks and Recs department, and we were going over some stuff. And I was telling him about, you know, our vision of our program, and he said, I'd like to align you with another program. And I asked if I could come in, if our team could come in, and you know, if we could help in any kind of way. And Tracy was like super smiley and open arms and
excited.
And we've done a lot of different things. It's not, they don't just show up and play basketball or play games, but you know, we've done painting there, and we've done a lot of different things. And we've seen the KCS Angels come out to some of our games. And Pauly was at the College World Series last year and threw out the first pitch in one of the games. So there's just been a lot of special moments. It's the kind of stuff that we look for that will kind of transcend the field, and right, they'll carry with them. So I truly believe, even though everybody's eyes kind of light up and the smiles are all over the place on Friday mornings, I truly believe that our players get as much out of it as anybody else does. So it's extremely valuable.
Very cool. I'm glad you got involved with it. It is cool that you brought attention to it. And of course, what we are here to talk about today is part of bringing attention to what you were doing. But as is any nonprofit, you have to find funds, whether it be via grant, donations, anything else. But occasionally you do those events,
right,
that kind of, you know, help raise those funds. And I noticed the spring soiree is coming up. And Julia, you can tell me a little bit more about that. When exactly is that happening?
Okay, the KCS Angels spring soiree is happening April 27th at 5 p.m. at Royal Scott Banquet Room, which is over on West Grand River. Mm-hmm. We're having dinner, just music. We're not having per se dancing, but we'll have background music.
A little chill out stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And right now our tickets are $50 a person, $75 per couple, and $300 per table, which seats 8. This is our first time doing this.
That's what I was kind of wondering.
Yes, this is our first ever spring soiree. So we have a lot of donations already for, and we're also having a silent auction. So we have a lot of donations for our silent auction, and we hope people show up for this. We've already have 11 tables reserved. So we're not bad for our first time ever.
Well, you're just getting started too. Yeah. And that's, of course, why I wanted to have you on here, to let people know about it and let them know the great stuff you're going to be doing with this. Now, as far as the funds go, do we have any idea what the funds will be utilized for? Or is it just kind of going into a general pool?
So the funds will go towards the Angel stuff, any special thing that they want to do, for, like, it goes back into their fund. It has nothing to do with administration costs or anything like that. It goes right into their stuff. And as of yet, we don't know how much it's going to be. So we haven't asked them for suggestions as to what they want to use with it yet. As soon as we know how much we came off with, then we'll be able to do something really cool for them. Okay. Whether it's another party or Christmas party, whatever they want to do. But I got to say one more thing, because Julia forgot.
By all means.
We have a really good lineup of speakers, and Coach Cutter is,
that's where we were heading next.
So actually. Gracious.
And that's actually why I had Cut in here.
I know. I love it. Well,
so,
I'm gonna let him talk.
So we
about
got
it.
Cut. What's your plan? At least give me an overview of what you're thinking you're going to talk about a little bit.
Well, it's a little bit crazy because we have a home doubleheader that day.
Oh, wow. You're going to be a busy man.
Oh,
that,
my.
That starts at 1 o'clock. So I know I'll be available for our team for at least game one and some of game two. And I think the biggest thing right now is, you know, where am I going to get cleaned up at and get ready for? For the most part, I think the KCS Angels stuff is all about heart, and I'm not going to script anything. I'll just do the same thing. I'll be speaking from the heart.
Good for you, because that's what I'm doing.
Well, it's very often what I've known you to do anyway, so that's awesome.
Thank you.
So if people wanted to get tickets, how do they do that? What do they do?
They can call us at 517-481-6765. They can also email us at kcs.angels16@gmail.com. And we also have tickets to be purchased on Eventbrite.
Okay. Now, I don't know the correct grammar or what you would use. You know, somebody like Polly, one of your members, is that what you would call them?
Sure.
Participants. Many of them going to be available as well?
Yes. Yeah. We actually have, well, Polly and his mom will be there as our guest. And then we have several others. There's a whole homecoming. So, okay. And then we have one of our girls is coming and she's getting her hair done. We're like going all out for her with the gowns and because it's a dress up nice thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure however many others are coming, but quite a few as far as I know.
All right. So tops and tails, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
A little bit anyway. At least
it's
a tie.
Semi-formal. Yeah. It's
semi-formal.
Not straight up formal.
Yeah, you don't need to wear the tuxedo.
You can if you want.
And if you come in looking like that, we would love you anyway. So come on.
I've had the privilege of seeing one of Cut's suits, and it's absolutely awesome. I'm hoping to see him in the same one.
I saw him this year. So I was like, you're pretty
okay,
fly.
So Steve is going to be, of course, talking a little bit, but who else are you going to have talking at this?
We have Brett. From Lansing Parks. I'm sorry, I don't
Brett
know.
Kaczynski.
I'm not trying to say his name.
Kaczynski.
There it is. Sorry, Brett, we love you.
Who is the director of Lansing Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. He will be one of our keynote speakers. We have a parent that's going to be speaking that has a participant with us. So,
Edward
yeah.
Ned Watts.
And Ned. Ned. He's one of our biggest benefactors and on our board. So, yeah.
And then
Paulie speaking.
Paul, probably, you know, he's going to get up there and I'll be up there doing it too. Phoebe Holston Woods is going to be our
MC
for the night. Nice. She's also the administrative assistant.
Okay.
She runs the place. I'm not even going to lie. and I hope we didn't forget anybody. We had one parent drop out, but we have Cut, Brett, me and Ned.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, Paulie. And then I think we're going to try to get up a couple of the angels real quick just to tell us what they think about it as we're there and what their hopes and dreams are for that. So,
very
yeah.
cool. Yep. Awesome.
It'll be fun.
It's awesome that you guys are doing this, and it is a wonderful thing to put together, and I'm glad it's going well for you. KCSAngels.com is the website, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And probably anybody that wants to get more information on this or anything else having to do with KCS Angels beyond this, that's a great place to go.
I would suggest the Facebook page before the...
Facebook page, yep. You guys keep pretty update?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? KCS Angels, I assume?
Yep, on Facebook.
Just
yep.
Look that up?
Yep.
Saturday, April 27th, it's happening from 5 to 10 p.m., and it is a fundraiser and silent auction. I did forget to ask, do you have any items already that you know about that you have a part of as the silent auction?
Heck yes, yeah. We have I can't remember the size. We have a pretty large picture of the stadium with Mark D'Antonio, who was just recently inducted into the Coaching Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
We have different services from different businesses, like complete window tinting from Touch of Tint, which is a local business here on Saginaw.
Don't forget the grill basket.
Oh, we have a grill basket. It's called the Grill Master Basket, and it has everything. And a grill.
It even has a grill, a charcoal grill.
Yep, a charcoal grill.
Spa basket.
A spa basket for beauty, like a day of beauty for hair, eyelashes. Massage.
That's perfect for cut. Yeah,
I
love that stuff.
Yeah, an hour massage.
Hopefully the speakers get better odds on winning that stuff.
Yeah, so we have quite a bit. We have quite a bit of things. So
Whole Foods is donating a basket and for like wines and cheese, nice. Not wines, but the cheese. And we're sticking a bottle of champagne that was donated to us, like Brut, I believe, will go in there. And then there's all kinds of other stuff I can't even think about.
And Pippity Popcorn is also donating a prize to auction off. We do a lot of business with Bob Mattison.
Quite a lot of good stuff there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool. Again, kcsangels.com or check them out on Facebook. April 27th is when it's coming up. It's going to be at the Royal Scott Banquet Room. And anything else to add to the conversation before we wrap it up?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and anybody that wants to just contribute to us, it would be great, right? And Polly, you got something to say?
I got to say, you got 4:30 in the morning, yo.
Yeah.
And there it is.
You never know.
All right. Paulie's got the last word in there, so we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for coming in and talking on the Convo.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Convos, a program from LCC Connect with conversations about what's happening in our community. To listen to this episode on demand, visit us at lccconnect.org or find us on your favorite podcast platform. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on Community Convos, email us, lcc-connect@lcc.edu. And thanks so much for joining The Convo.